A little boy returned back from school and told his father, "My teacher has given us homework to hug 10 people and tell them, 'Be patient, trust life, and I love you.'" On World Suicide Prevention Day, we have a short, heart-touching, and inspirational story. I'm Prajwal Kher and you're listening to Inspira, where inspiration goes viral. A little boy came from school on Saturday and told his father, "My teacher has given us homework to hug 10 people and tell them, 'Be patient, trust life, and I love you.'" The dad said, "Okay, we will go to the mall tomorrow morning and do your homework." The child woke up all spirited, up in the morning, got ready, went to his dad and said, "Let's go, dad." The father said, "There is heavy rainfall. I fear nobody might be there." The child still insisted, so the father drove in the horrible rainy weather to the mall. They stood in the mall for 1 hour, and the little boy hugged 9 people. His father said, "Now let's go, it's raining heavily, and we shouldn't get stuck." Sad, the son went along with his father's orders. As they were driving past, the child pointed at a random house and said, "Please, dad, just one person is remaining. I will go to that house and complete my homework." The father smiled and pulled the car over. The child went to the door and began to ring the bell and pound the door strongly with his knuckles. He kept waiting. Finally, the door was opened. A lady came out with a very sad look and gently asked, "What can I do for you, son?" With radiant eyes and a bright smile, the child said, "Ma'am, my teacher has told me to hug 10 people and tell them, trust life and I love you. I've already hugged 9. May I hug you?" Sad lady embraced the child and started crying. On seeing that, the boy's father came out of the car and went to the lady and asked, "What happened, ma'am?" She composed herself, took them inside, gave them a cup of tea and told his father, "My husband died a while ago, leaving me totally alone in this world. Today morning, the loneliness took over me, and since morning I've been thinking of ending my life. Then I took a chair and a rope to my bedroom and decided it was time to finally end my life. As I was seeing the world for one last time, I begged God for forgiveness. And then I heard a knock at my door. I thought to leave it, but then nobody comes to visit me. So in surprise, I went and opened the door. And I couldn't believe what my eyes saw. This little child hugged me and said, 'Be patient, trust life, and I love you.'" Suddenly, after the child's message, the woman decided she wouldn't want to die anymore. Remember, giving positive thoughts to people is extremely crucial. Tell them you stand by them, and at the very least, just listen to them. You could be the medium that saves a life. I'm Prajwal Kher, and you're listening to Inspira, where inspiration goes viral.